Is it possible that communications you view as positive are contributing to negative anxiety? I did something revolutionary last week by shutting down all my social media notifications on my phone. As a result, my anxiety has diminished by 50% and my ability to focus on tasks has increased by tenfold since I view social media as a communications tool that is necessary for my job. I didn't even recognize this was a problem for me until I took back control. Before you let social media pull you in, set boundaries for engagement. I remember when email was just going mainstream and AOL was king. Whenever you received an email, AOL's notification would say, "You've got mail." If you are too young to remember this, go watch the movie You've Got Mail with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks to get caught up on this historic time of our online social culture. Hearing that AOL voice say, "You've got mail," was an endorphin rush because at the time we were receiving very few emails and it was very exciting to get one. Fast forward to today and "You've Got Mail" has been replaced for most people with an annoying ping. I never turn on my email notifications anymore because I get pinged every second with another email, most of which are junk. When I want to deal with my email, I go into my email. I don't ever go into my email anymore because I'm being prompted by a notification to enter. Social media notifications are headed down this same path for me right now. The pitch challenge today: take control of your notification boundaries. Reset them to your schedule. To do this on social media is simple. Just go to your settings, find the notification setting, and tailor it to your preferences. By taking control of when you use these apps versus letting them control when to pull you in, will reduce anxiety and distractions, which will cut communication stress levels in half.